This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The mobile phone company Sprint Nextel's up for grabs, and two big companies are interested: Dish, the U.S. satellite TV company, and SoftBank, based in Japan. There's a report in the Wall Street Journal today that SoftBank would consider letting the U.S. government appoint one member of Sprint's board of directors if Washington lets the deal go through. Marketplace's David Gura has more.
SoftBank had offered $20 billion for Sprint, and it was all but a done deal. Then, Dish offered $25
billion. Sprint is now in a catbird seat.
Jeff Kagan is a tech analyst in Atlanta. He says a Japanese company has to plead its case to many more regulators.
SoftBank, in order to make this deal possible, has to jump through a lot more hoops. But they're doing it.
There's growing unease among U.S. regulators about the role of foreign companies in the U.S. telecom sector, especially companies based in Asia. The U.S. is worried about protectionism and espionage. Rob Frieden teaches telecom law at Penn State. He says SoftBank, by reportedly agreeing to let the U.S. government have a seat on Sprint's board, is addressing those concerns head on.
It comes across as very intrusive, but on the other hand, it sort of emphasizes how serious the United States government takes the matter of Chinese espionage.
If the SoftBank deal goes through, AT&T would be the only major wireless carrier in the U.S. not owned, at least in part, by a foreign company. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.